Nick Riewoldt for Friday morning.
Happy to be out of the house, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapped. We've been waiting here since six to come on.
You were in the car park overnight.
Oh, goodness me.
I've got a piece of paper in front of me about Retro Round.
Yeah.
Is that this round or the next?
Next.
The next.
Next. We'd like to get in early, though.
You and Jonathan Brown are in a wonderful photo, a Retro Wayne's World-themed photo shoot that you did for Fox Footy in the Retro Round to celebrate the 1990s.
Yep. Party on, Marty. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Well, we've all said about you that of all the costumes that we've seen you in over the years, you make them all work.
Yeah.
You are wonderful in costume.
Mm.
It's a gift.
My wife thinks the same.
Does she? Yeah. When you come in the policeman's uniform. You're under arrest, sweetheart. Again. A little bit of that going on.
Yeah, it's double jeopardy. You can't arrest me for the same thing twice, you keep saying.
No, that's when you got your judge's outfit off.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
This looks like fun. So from Monday, Fox Footy, you're going to relive the era that had everything, massive hangers, blokes kicking 100 goals a year and mullets.
Yeah, so on the costume thing, so I was a little bit frustrated because everyone else got to channel something a little bit cool or a little bit sexy.
Mm.
So the girls, Sarah was Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City.
Nice.
And Kath was Jennifer Aniston from Friends. Dermot got to be Bon Jovi.
That's fun.
And when he said, oh, yep, okay, so I need some leather pants, leather vest. Yep, I got it all at home. I'll just bring it all
my
in.
My own kid in.
So he just came in, you know, as he would usually dress on a pretty typical day. But yeah, Garth from Wayne's World just had to sort of.
It looks good. It's come up really well.
The buck teeth.
Yeah.
They're my own.
You bought your own teeth there.
But the 90s is when and I'm sure it's probably the same for a lot of us, the 90s is when I fell in love with footy.
Me too.
Yeah. Mm. And so, you know, my favourite player was Jason Dunstall. I was a Hawks fan. So it was a fun time to be a footy fan.
You still got a soft spot for the Hawks?
No, not really. I mean, once you play
300.
That probably qualifies.
After you left last week when we were talking about Jack bringing up his 300th, I put you and Jack side by side,
right,
and I'm amazed at how similar your careers are.
In terms of
goals kicked, in terms of all Australians and best and fairest. Yeah. And
we've got three premierships between us, which is good as well.
Yeah, between you, you do. Really stunningly close.
Yeah,
I think there's only about 18 goals between you.
At the moment,
You've played 36 more than him.
Yep. And I don't know, he might get there too.
Oh, he's 12 goals.
Well, he's contracted for next year. Oh, no, he'll get me on the goals. And so he should. He's a full forward.
Will he get you on the game? I don't know if he'll get you on the game.
Depends.
He's a hamstring away from not getting you on the game.
Yeah, so next year. So he's contracted for next year. That might be the last one.
Mm. How old is he? 33, 32?
That's a good question. 32, I think.
Yeah. I mean, in the role that he's playing.
Well, he's in pretty good nick. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it'll probably depend on where that team's at, to be honest.
Mm.
He'll be 33 in October.
33 in October. You suggesting they might be about to start a rebuild?
No, I think they'll bounce next year.
Do you?
Yeah, pretty quickly. I think they've had a bit of a flat spot. They might still get there to the finals this year, Richmond. Ironic that they finally got their game back after a month of poor form and Dustin goes out, which is a big shame for them. I mean, he's basically impossible to cover, but they've always said they're a system team, Richmond. So that's why looking forward to this weekend.
Have you ever had a kidney injury? Because it looked incredibly painful.
My dad lost a kidney playing footy.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Tom Lonigan style.
Knee in the back, yeah. Oh. So he's got the dirty big scar up the lower back there where he had the kidney taken out. Yeah.
Mm.
So I think that wound him up though. So that's why Tom Lonigan to keep going and to keep playing, knowing that if you suffer the same fate again,
well, that's it.
It's curtains.
I mean, you're on the transplant
list.
Oh, my
gosh.
There.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, brave guy. Yeah, brave guy.
Oh, Nick, there looks like there's a couple of good games of footy on this weekend.
There are a couple. Yeah. Well, I think let's look at the pointy end first. So I think with Melbourne playing the Bulldogs 1v2, which is for this late in the season, doesn't happen very often.
Are we surprised that's not a Friday night?
A little bit, but I think the AFL really have had to be
fluid
and prioritising the best games on the biggest stages have sort of taken a back seat to actually just getting the games played.
Yeah.
Because logistically there's so much up in the air and we're playing sort of, I think that we've got a triple header.
It's starting to get into football fever or whatever
it. But I mean at the same ground. I think we've got a triple header this weekend, maybe at Metricon. We might maybe just...
Metricon have two games on Sunday.
Is it two on Sunday?
And they have none on Saturday, so it's just two on Sunday.
So it's a double header on Sunday. But looking at the Melbourne Bulldogs game and then on the Saturday night and then Geelong-Richmond Sunday afternoon, I think we walk away from this round of football with a clearly identifiable premiership favourite.
Good.
Based on who blitzes in those games, who sort of comes away from those games as the biggest winner, I think, in a season where it's changed week to week, really, hasn't it? Who's the favourite to take out the flag? And favouritism doesn't mean anything. It's just nice to be able to look and say, yep, okay, they're the team to beat.
Can the Tigers get over Geelong, do you think?
They can. I don't think they will, but they can, absolutely. Because last week we saw a bit of the footy that we've associated with Richmond over the past few years. But I think Geelong's ability when they go inside 50 to score, I mean, you look at the rest of the contenders, that's, I think, really their point of difference. Is inside 50, they've got match winners everywhere you look. And guys that can stand under the ball and can just win a one-on-one contest. So Hawkins and Jeremy Cameron, when he comes back, they roll Dangerfield through that part of the ground. Gary Rowan can mark the footy. Radigalia can catch it in the air. So they're pretty well placed, Geelong, as well placed as they've been over the past 5 years.
West Coast will get an idea of how they're travelling.
Yeah, and they haven't been in great form.
No.
They have not been in great form. So they get St Kilda over in Perth. St Kilda that's minus Rowan Marshall now, who has to, I think he's sitting in the, like, think about this for a weird situation for a player. So they've travelled to Perth, then he finds out he's been to a tier one exposure site.
Mm.
So he's sitting in the hotel. And he would be listening to all the carry on and all the boys having fun and leaving for training and then getting back. And you're just sitting there in a hotel room the whole time. I think West Coast get the Saints in a situation where they'd be licking their chops a little bit because Nick Natanui, we know in the ruck, is so strong and the Saints are without Marshall. The Saints haven't really won this year unless Marshall and Ryder have been out there together. So the loser of that one, I don't think, will play finals. So there's a bit on the line in that one too.
Well, you've forgotten about Carlton and the mighty North Melbourne.
Well, there's a bit on this though.
Yeah, of course. There always is.
So I think for David Teague and for Carlton, they've gotten to a point now because they've got this big internal review that's happening, which I'm not sure, you know, how easy it would be to conduct a review when some of the people on the panel are in Perth and... You know, how do you do it properly via Zoom and the restrictions?
Sort of had a couple of staggered departures along the way
Carlton. It's tricky. But I feel like they've gotten to a point now where David Teague, they've won three out of the last four and I think he's safe and I think there's an understanding of, okay, this is where we're at. But if you lose to North, then all of a sudden it flips the narrative again. And you can just see the pressure ramping up. From a situation where I feel like they've gotten to a position where they're probably pretty comfortable in their thinking. So, yeah, like there's interest at the top and the bottom of the ladder this weekend.
Mm.
Good storylines everywhere.
It does. It looks like a fun round. What are you looking forward to in lockdown over the weekend? Personally, spending more time with the kids,
working, working. No. That has been one of the great benefits of lockdown is actually getting to spend time with the kids at a phase of their lives where sort of. So James is six; he's right into his mates, but all of a sudden, I get to kick the footy with
him. You'll never get this time
back. Never get it back.
But I said that in the second lockdown.
Yeah, well, that's right. But he'll never get it back either. Nah. And that's the frustrating thing for him. Yeah. But, you know, it was Teddy's second birthday yesterday. So, you know, we made a cake as a family.
Yes, you had a full family day.
Like we made a proper old school cake. Like, just two sponges, some cream in the middle and some icing on top. And then we did a big M&M number two on it.
Oh, no.
You know, like just that old school. That's sort of what I grew up with, having a cake rather than
sponge cakes.
You know, going and dropping, you know, however much on a bakery.
And you're a master chef.
Support
now.
Your local bakeries, of course.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, it was nice. It was good.
Well, it would have been water off a duck's back for you to knock that cake together. Coming out of the back of the MasterChef experience.
Yeah. The KitchenAid out.
Walk in the park.
Hit the switch and away we went.
Do you
good.
Do the heavy lifting in the kitchen at your joint?
Well, that was one of the deals coming out of MasterChef was Kath has basically abdicated all responsibility to do with anything in the kitchen.
Right.
And said, hey, you want to go and hang out with your mates
you
on MasterChef?
You want to be a hero?
And you want to go make yourself, you know, look good and hang out with all these celebs, well, then you can do the cooking.
How
forever.
Did Chrissy Swan go? Because I saw her over the weekend. I mean, don't give me any details that you're not supposed to.
She is a superstar.
Bit of fun around the joint.
Oh, my gosh. She was, well, early on too, because we all walked in and, I mean, we're not chefs. So the level of expectation compared to our capabilities, it was way out of whack.
Yeah.
And everyone was freaking out and losing their minds and, oh, what if this and... And Chrissy a few times just to say, would you all just shut up? Like, seriously, we're not chefs. Let's just go in and have fun. So she was almost the...
Grounding it
all. Yeah, she was the mother hen grounding everyone, just saying, hey, let's just go in and have a lot of fun with this, which lasted about 5 minutes.
And then she was competitive.
And then she was, dropping eggs and, but it was great. It was a lot of fun and she was awesome. It was a good crew.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Yeah, it was a good crew.
Have a great weekend. Good calling. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week, gang.